feel good to, do you remember maybe the last time you guys had a practice, or just how it felt to kind of have a couple of days of practice?
It was before the series, the last time everybody was on the ice. Our practices have gotten awfully short, but that was true from maybe late February on. We haven't been on the ice a whole lot, but it's good to get everybody out there and playing with each other a little bit, having some fun.
So what's the message to your group? You talked about it yesterday a little bit, about enjoying it, trying not to get too over-concerned, but still ready to go with the task at hand.
Yeah, the message going forward is going to be one that was delivered all year. I mean, there's no big speech or departure from our game, but the important one that was delivered all year is to enjoy what we do, you know, to have the confidence that you're going to go out and perform at your best and certainly your best effort, but to enjoy it, the whole part, the nerves before the game, the tension of the game, the excitement of the game. You have to, I think it's such an important thing. You can't be on pins and needles. You've got to feel good and be excited about it.
Is there something the road teams have had success in doing in the other teams building here as of late in the series?
I think both emotional buildings, right? Lots of energy, and you get a goal or you get a little bit of a lead. Sometimes you have the advantage in that. I do think that the road team's game has been simpler than maybe the home team, and there's not a lot of room for overpassing the puck in this series. It's got to be a pretty direct game.
Games this series where they scored first and you guys were able to come back, a couple of games where they scored first and they kind of put a bit of a squeeze on. How important is that first goal then in this game? Is it any more important than any other game?
I don't know the answer to that, because my take on it was, in the games that you've won or you lost, when I think I got the chances at 105-100 through the games. I mean, at the end of the day, being up a goal wasn't enough to win you the game. There were some really good saves by both goalies, some missed opportunities by both teams. In any one of those games, you can stack up your offense and say, we could have won that game. Even them in the 7-4, right? We hit empty nets. So I don't know. I mean, clearly one goal is all you need to win a game, but there's been too much, I think, for both teams around the net to say the one is going to write the story.
A tweet that was out yesterday that talked about how even the series is with shots and scoring attempts and all that kind of stuff. Is that what was expected? Did you expect both teams to be as...
I thought that we would have seen game two for six games. I don't think we did that. There have been bigger swings in maybe territorial play, or certainly for them in the first game, and then some grinding play for sure. But my expectation is that tomorrow's game will look much like game two.
Paul, obviously when you have players like Nikolaj Ehlers, who we're used to seeing score goals, and he has yet to find one in the playoffs, some people are going to wonder, you know, what's wrong? Do you see anything wrong with Nikolaj Ehlers' game, and is there something maybe he can do a little more?
You know, the scoring of goals isn't the story of a player's game. So true in the playoffs, and the team that wins the Stanley Cup is going to have 2 months worth of hockey, high level hockey, and they are really going to have, well, just even look at our month, the number of different players who have been the story, whether Connor in games, Hellebuck, Kyle Connor's, you know, big night, think of Brandon Tanev. Everybody to get where we need to is going to have to share in part and writing part of that story. He hasn't scored yet. We think that he can be a huge contributor to either the line scoring or the team winning. I don't look at that and judge a player's play by it. You know, we've had guys maybe have it off nights who put pucks in the net and felt pretty good about themselves after. So there's lots he can do to influence the game around scoring a goal. But for the individual, especially young players that are scorers, they come in feeling that's the best thing I can bring to the team. So he's looking for it.
He's one player who's moved to a few different lines and line pairings. Is that... Yeah. Maybe trying to find a spark or just a matchup that works?
A number of those had nothing to do with him, right? Either the matchup that we were running against another player, looking for a different look on one of your other two lines.
Is Nikolaj doing the things that he needs to do off the puck then, or away from play?
You know, this is true of all players. At times, yes. You know, we're looking for a real heavy amount of consistency in that tomorrow.
Well, yesterday you mentioned your 2-0 in Game 7 in the NHL. In those those instances?
None of those in this decade, so I'll preface qualify that, yeah.
Do you remember whether you had some sort of fire and brimstone type speech? Do you expect a Wheeler to step? Like, I'm just wondering if you...
No, those could... Look, you're looking... For, the game brings its own motivation. You're not looking for anything out of the ordinary from your players. So you want to make sure that you're not necessarily out of the order. You got to know your team at this point. I got a pretty good idea of what I'm saying. That'll be secondary to a certain kind of emotional level I'm trying to set in. It's still an hour and a half before the puck drops, so it won't be... I haven't been saving it, if that makes any sense. We're not looking for that. Matter of fact, most of these games don't turn on extra emotion. They turn on simplicity to your own game. The National Goaltending League is a little bit like that, right? Over the course of 82, if you get a guy who has a real good night and a guy who doesn't, you can pretty much predict the winner on that. So when you get to an elimination game, goaltending is everything in almost every game, right? You had lots of chances but didn't score it. The other goalie was probably pretty good. You think you played really, really well, but you had a couple of breakdowns that were in your back of your net. It's all about goaltending anyway, always has been.
Further to Gene's question regarding the speech, is this a team that drives itself, that you're not required to give that fire and brimstone speech?
Picks the day. You pick the day, right? And the circumstances depend on your tone and where you're going. I don't talk to the team much after games, never do it during the regular season. Anything that I want to say, I get said before the final buzzer. I know the game that we want to play tomorrow, that's what I'll talk about.